Open up your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. And as I mentioned earlier today, Lord was just kind of giving me a sweet thought. The right thing. The right thing. Praise his name. Philippians 4, 8 and 9. Brother Paul, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. I thank the Lord for those precious, not just words of encouragement, that's the Spirit's power encouraging our lives. And I thank the Lord how marvelous, time and time again in the Word of God, you know, people always wonder, well, how does this happen and how does that happen? There's so many wonders and keys of the Word of God, but here is another key of living the peace of God. You know, I thank the Lord that as children of God, we have peace with God. We do. The Lord, Jesus Christ, he took our sins, and thank God, never to be remembered again. Thank you, Jesus, that in that precious stroke of death that he took for us, I thank the Lord that, again, in believing him, I entered into that death and entered into his resurrection. And now it's no longer me that lives in me, but it's Jesus that lives in me. I thank the Lord that in all wonder of it, but in all confidence of it, absolute assurance, absolute faith in the life that I now live, in that life, praise God, through Christ, I can do all things. That he won't appoint me to anything that he hasn't already prepared me for. That he hasn't brought me to a place that's going to destroy me. It's only another springboard, if you will, of greater heights, greater depths of love to know how much he loves me. But I thank God here that this now goes on. And it's wonderful to have the peace of God in our lives. Isn't it wonderful? We have peace with God, but to have that peace of God, that gentleness, that wonder, that, again, just rest as you go through life. Knowing that the Lord has it. Knowing that not just in saying the Lord has it. You know the Word of God. You know the plan of God. Because he that wills to know will know. And when you rightfully divide the Scriptures, and the Spirit is the one who gives you that knowledge, and it's right there, more than we could ever want it, God wants us to have it. But right there is for us to understand that complete purpose and plan of God. And then in understanding the purpose and the plan is how he's provided everything for us. And then not only is it his purpose, as we say, Jesus, come in for me, he'll purpose it even in your heart. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's that great grace that propels you even when you're discouraged, even when you fail, even when you think you're something when you're nothing. God has those precious ways of sending the exact thing that you need to get your attention. And I thank the Lord that, again, he chastens us. There's such passion in his pursuing, again, that was upon his heart and mind for us in ages past, so individually tailored for you. And to know that and to rejoice in that absolute divine love of God for your life, praise his name. It should just astound you moment by moment in how much he loves you. How much he's focused upon you for him. Again, as I can speak to parents here, and even ones that have parents that truly love them, you know, your parents are pretty affixed on you. And as parents, we get really affixed on our kids, don't we? And there isn't anything that moves your heart like that. There isn't anything. Well, I don't have grandkids yet. I hear that's a whole different dimension. But those babies, you know. And then as a child in understanding, as you come into that understanding of godly parents, And all those times that you thought they might be against you, or they were trying to, you're trying to make me like something, but yet it was because they loved me so much and they cared for me so much. And then as you grow and you appreciate that, that's truly the transformation of the sons of God. You know, you're born of the Lord and you appreciate that and you thank God for your salvation. But then as you grow up in Christ, as you grow up in the knowledge of his love, then you begin to adore him. You begin to praise him for his majesty and greatness of who he is, and again, how he's cared for you, and not just the long suffering, but the tender mercies of God, and how he's held you and just looked at you, and he's never quit speaking to you. And over in everything he said, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then finally, as we begin to really receive all that praise, that we turn to him and all we can say back is, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, we're getting in these verses to the height of the right thing. The height, praise God, of a mind that is on the right thing. Now, the Bible calls these things the things above, amen? And we know the things above are all of him, because every good gift comes from above. And so I thank the Lord as we see here, he tells us, you know, honeys, meditate on these things. Focus on these things. Let these things be the praise of your life. And if you notice, every one of these things, whether it's the true, the honest, the just, the lovely, and all of these things, you know that ain't man. That's not your way. Don't try to think and tell me that it is, because it's not. That's called purpose in yourself. You can kind of twist it, mold it, make it. But everything here is one thing. It's Jesus. Everything here is him. And everything here, praise God, is all of these things that we can joy of him in that life that lives in us. Amen? And that's that peace that passes all understanding that we should just dwell in, that he's given us in him. So, how does it happen? Well, praise God, we see here so simply once again. Brother Paul said, these things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. So simply, hear the word of God. And so even more exact and specific, hear the strong meat of the word of God again. Know who is being spoken through. This is the one, the dispensation, if you will, say the domestic, the housekeeper of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is coming through that vessel, praise the Lord, the chief of sinners that the Lord chose to magnify such great grace and mercy. This is the one who gets it because he realizes there wasn't any shred of Paul that could have ever merited any of this favor. Pure grace. How wonderful, how amazing, again, is our God. You know, we would have thought, well, let's pick the best guy. Let's, you know, they thought, when they're picking kings, let's pick the tallest one. I love that. I mean, maybe if it was a center in my basketball team, I'd pick a tall guy. But, you know, you just, amazing how we think, is it not? But I'm glad that I can just rely on the Lord to make those choices. But see, Paul's gospel is what we need to receive and hear. This is what's going to bring this height, brothers and sisters, of a mind that is on the right thing. Availing ourselves to gather the much the more that people that love the word of God, and especially people that love the whole counsel of God. That is that encouragement as we go along. Praise his name. And I challenge you in lots of ways. Now, God will have, and I'm so thankful that, you know, he ministers the word to me constantly. He brings different ones. Out of the mouth of babes, it's been wonderful how that's encouraged my heart. But I thank the Lord in the greatest encouragements and the greatest strides I've ever had in my life, in a sense of ones that have spoken the truth to my life. It's been those that follow Paul as he followed Christ. I want to be around them. I want to be able to be encouraged by them. It's been sweet to hear testimony. My heart is sad often to hear it, but yet I'm glad. Because there's a treasure there of the whole counsel of God, of Paul's gospel. And I'm talking about ones that move away, that for some reason the Lord does. He has divinely has, I think, a brother Izzy, so sweet. Praise God, I love that brother so much. And there he is up in Michigan. And so many saints, he's been around people that really love the Lord and everything. And he desired that fellowship so much. And he was, you know, really, again, convincing himself that the Lord was encouraging him to do different things and all. And he found a sweet church, and it was beautiful. This was months ago, and it was so wonderful. He said, you know, I need this fellowship, and I need to be there. And I just said, I'm just praying for you, brother. I'm just praying. And then the next week came out, well, you know, they made me this, and he was going to be a Bible teacher and do these different things. And wonderful, I said, Izzy, if they let you preach the Bible, brother, that'll be a good thing. You'll be studying, and they'll be learning. Well, it wasn't long that they said, well, you know, brother, we don't want you really preaching, you know, teaching the Bible here, but we'll make you something else. We'll give you a different position or something of that nature. And then it came upon his heart very quickly. Even though he coveted the fellowship, the thing that he coveted most of all was the fellowship of like precious faith, brethren. It was that gospel. And God brought him to a place to show him again, even more so that he could have never seen. And I always loved telling him, he'd always tell me that. Remember that? Where he took me to take me. Where he took me to take me. I said, amen, brother, where he took you to take you. And I said, and I believe God for your life, honey. You would have never seen these things and be able to rejoice in these heights of glory with him. You know, oftentimes we need to be apart from something to really appreciate something. But not apart from the word of God. Don't get me wrong. No, you always need that word, and especially that whole counsel of God. But the fellowship of the vessels. And I thank the Lord how sweet that was to hear him say, which Paul has encouraged us through the word of God, that we assemble ourselves the much the more as we see that day approaching, and with brethren of like precious faith. And then, praise God, how does this happen? Is having the helmet of salvation. See, it's vital. Yes, the whole armor of God. But what we're talking about is our minds on the right thing. That helmet of salvation. God help us, brothers and sisters. We need this helmet of salvation always to fight the good fight of faith. It's not going to happen without it. See, the helmet of salvation is the mind of Christ. The helmet of salvation, praise the Lord, is the word of the Lord. And it's immediate. It's a mind, praise God, that just operates in faith. See, it's a mind because it's the Lord's mind. It's the mind that sees every event of your life through the word of God. Aren't you thankful to see your life through the word of God? I mean, so thankful. Do you remember, I don't want you to recall the times, but remember when you didn't? And there were times you were mapping out your life and, you know, and I'm talking maybe last week. Maybe after we got out of church today, you drifted back around 2:30, you know, and you begin to think with the natural mind, and fear comes in, confusion, stress, all of these different things. But when the mind of Christ reigns, it sees the word of God perfectly. And it's summed up, praise the Lord, as Jesus so sweetly said, Father, thy will be done. You know, it just, a lot of people try to quote that and say that, and that's good. I'm thankful for however Christ is preached. But there's... This is all in that, you know what I'm saying? And it's rightfully divided to be able to really utter those words and have that mind of peace, the mind of rest. See, that's the right thing. And that's why it's so vital to study the Word of God. That's why it's so vital for us to continue to always hear the Word of God and to know the truth and to know it intimately, to know that Christ in us is the hope of glory. You know, that mind of peace and mind of rest and the mind of love is a mind that isn't predicated on the environment. It's not predicated upon what's going on around me. It's already established in me. I have peace. I have rest. That's the mind that has, even when the winds come, even when fire arises, there's no wavering because that mind of Christ is just locked into the Word of God. It's in there. Hallelujah. And it's for my life. I see this for my life. And then by the grace of God, I see it for your life. I don't fret for your life. I need to have the same peace that passes understanding for my life as for your life. Do not I trust in Christ in you, the hope of glory, just like I trust in my Lord that Christ in me is the hope of glory? Is there any difference? Is there anything hard for God? I know I've heard people say, well, I'm God's favorite and all this. No, you're not. He loves all his sons the same. And what kind of parent would you be if you favored children? I've seen that happen, and you know what? There's a mess. All right? And if you were one that was favored or maybe weren't favored, take it from God. Take it from God. All right? And you know the one that loves you perfectly. But see, we need to know that this word, praise God. See, the word fights for us. Always fights for us. And the word is always fighting for us. It's just, are we engaged to know that the word is fighting for us? And how do you know that? You need to know the scriptures. You need to know the word of God. Amen? And again, to be that that warrior, that good soldier, that warfare of the believer. And I love that. You know, I've heard people say to me, oh, you know, my sword is dull. No, this sword is never dull. The only dull one is you. And you need to understand that. And I thank God. No, really. Know this. The word is ever sharp. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts completely. It's just by the grace of God, are we going to let the Spirit wield that sword in our life? Amen? I want to be precise in things and not just to say things here or there. I mean, we do say things a little bit out of order sometimes like that. But that's something to understand. It's like his blood wasn't spilled, it was poured. There's not many faiths, there's but one faith. There's not many paths, there's but one way. Amen? Praise God. See, don't get the vernacular of the word. That's just the enemy that wants to come in with subtleties. Subtleties. People say, well, brother, you get awful uptight. I'm not uptight. I'm just on a narrow way. And I love it. And there ain't no other way but that narrow way. And it gives you chills to think of how beautiful he is. And that he encourages our lives like this because you know what? We're not worthy of this, but he is. And he's made me worthy. Hallelujah. Because by the grace of God and by the blood of Jesus and that wonderful mercy, I'm God's elect. Praise his name. So, we know that the word of God will overcome everything for us. We know that by the grace of God, nothing can stand against the word of God. Anything that comes against the word of God in Jesus' name is blown away. There are giants in the land. But remember this, that's your land. Amen? Did he not give it to you? That's our land. Those are our promises. I have been blessed and you have been blessed. Hello. With all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It has been completely given. We have it. Possess it. Amen. That means just walk through it. Enjoy it. Hallelujah. People have asked, well, why are there giants in the land? You know, because God loves faith. There isn't anything that pleases God but faith. So he wants you to believe that that is your land. And those giants are there. You need to believe this and know this. They're there for your eternal benefit. It's profit. Hallelujah. Thank God when these things come in there. And you know, somebody might think it's unaware or this. Or my goodness, I thought he really was, you know, going to stand through that. Look at that poor fella. He failed. Praise God. That was a giant that came in. But I know my God's able. Just like David said to that Goliath, you uncircumcised Philistine, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Who are you? Amen. I was a little bit dazed there for a second, but you know what? The commander in chief, hallelujah, he straightened me up. Amen. I was down, but he didn't leave me. He was right there feeding me. And all he said was, rise up. Rise up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, we're more than conquerors. And we get bruised, but we're not going to be broken. We're going to smoke, you know, but we're not going to be quenched. Praise God. Those giants are there for your benefit. Those giants that you face are there to try you and to test you and to prove, not to God, but truly to prove to myself. Hallelujah. Honey, you love me. See, the Lord knew that Peter loved him. Peter just didn't know how much he was going to fall in love with the Lord. Come on now. It is a wonder of wonders, isn't it? But it's beautiful how he does that. See, your trials give you the most holy set apart faith. So you wouldn't have the most holy faith unless you had great, great testing. Amen? That's right. And you're going to come to the point of you where you're so thankful for the Lord. You've praised the Lord and given him all the glory. But he's going to bring you to things that you're going to be disappointed with you. Yep. You're going to come up. You're going to say, oh, Lord, I shouldn't be like this. I'm fearing, or I'm mad, or I'm not forgiven. That did not catch him unaware. He said, long time ago, we have a beautiful date. And it's set for you, honey, and you're going to come in there and you're going to look into my eyes. And it's only going to come through that appointment. It's only going to come through that. And you're going to say, thank you, Jesus. A little bit less of me and a whole lot more of you. Huh? See, you would never take it unless it was that way. And it would be the way that you would never think, you'd never want. But God knows it's the only way it's going to come. And yes, we hear this time and time again, but you know what? We need to be encouraged in this over and over, because you don't know what tomorrow holds, but he does. And I know one thing, if we're on the mark for the prize to that joint heirship with Jesus Christ, we're going to be pressed out of measure. Out of measure. I know those things are coming. I don't fear them. But I'm not ignorant. I'm anticipating. Anticipating. And boy, when I get there, and for a moment, it's going to look like a surprise. That mind of Christ reigns. The helmet of salvation's on. And it's war time. It's war time. Amen? All right. Praise God. See? He never slumbers. You might get a little weary tonight, but it's time to wake up again. All these time changes, just stay up. It's all right. You'll learn not to go by feeling. You'll just go by faith. Aching all the way. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, those that overcome are ones that have their minds on the right things all the way through the test. Amen? This is why we hear the word of God. That's why you get in here. Because you know what? Those that are spiritual, they'll perceive that you need somebody to come up and say, you know what? I love you. Keep running. Fight harder. Come on now. Praise God. You've been called, chosen. It's time to rise up now. Not withdraw. Run into that troop. Praise God. Run into that wall and, my goodness, you leapt over it. Praise his name. You thought you're going to hit your head again. In Jesus' name, you're going to leap right over it. Mountain be removed. Amen. You believe that? See, I begin to see the enemies in my life through the light of the truth. They're for my good. Amen. Remember that tomorrow, if tomorrow comes. You go out there to work and you know that guy that you've known for years that you know just hates you. Can you be like a Joseph and say, oh, Jesus, praise be to God. I know you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good and my good. Praise the Lord. That's how personal this is. How about when I see heartaches, things going on in my life, my family, my children, my brethren, what they go through, difficult times. How about instead of moping and fearing, standing back and being encouraged of the Lord, son, call those things which be not as though they were. Amen. How about, son, I'm building my most precious faith. These are the last strokes for the masterpiece. Will you praise me? Will you thank me for this? That's a champion. Praise God. But then maybe the most precious of all again, and I love to go back here, and maybe it's just because I'm such a failure. Maybe it just is because of that. And by the grace of God, I am. Every week, different things. Sometimes the same thing. You can try to evict me, but I'm going to just trust God. He's going to have me where I need to be. Amen? I believe I want to come up here and tell you like he is. Not how it is, but how he is. Because if I tell you how it is, that's my voice. And I'll tell you what, my voice, just a liar. But I know what his voice is. It's true. It's words of life. You drink of him and you'll never thirst again. The only thing you'll thirst for is more of him. You'll take that cup of salvation and say, oh Lord, pour it on. Amen. Oh, isn't it wonderful to be delirious in him? To get around, you know, you think people say, oh, it's like getting around a fire. No, you need to get on fire. You get on fire. Be a fiery one, praise the Lord. And that's how it'll go. But see, maybe the most precious is when we fail. You know, when you lash out in the flesh. You know, when you lust out in the flesh. You know, when you rebel. You know, when you do that evil thing that you would not. You know what the right mind is? I hear him say, oh, honey, I give grace to the humble. And I give more grace. Remember that tomorrow. You know what? Remember that tonight. By the grace of God, I'm going to remember that tonight. Praise God. Isaiah 38, 17 says, thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Hallelujah! Amen! Oh my goodness, when you hear that, I'd jump out of the seat, and if you're not going to, I'll scare you and get you out of there anyways. But that's the truth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, now you understand, as we close this up, why that fragile-minded man, David, if you read the psalm, he was probably the most fragile mental man there could be, besides me. But really, read the psalm. Read it. Think of the conversations he has. The openness of the heart before God. His honesty, praise Jesus. But always honest in the word of God. Never defiant toward the word of God. Maybe a question, but yet always knowing within the word that was spoken to him, it's always answered. Lord, I feel this way, but I know my life is by faith, and here's what you're doing. Yeah, that's the conversation you have with the Lord. It's always, he sustains, and then he always builds up, praise God. But see, you understand that he was so fragile that David made his meditation on the Lord. He had to meditate on the Lord. Matter of fact, you know the word meditation is only spoken of in the psalm? 6 times. That wonderful weakness, praise God, of man. You want to overcome your weakness, praise the Lord, and get some strength of the Lord, you better meditate on him. How wonderful. And yet so victoriously, as David says about meditation, the last time, I should say, that it says in the psalm here, in Psalm 119:99, I love this. He says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Isn't that sweet? He didn't say, I have more understanding because I learned so much or I studied so much or any of these things. It was because of you, Jesus, and your testimony to this heart. Your word always speaking to me has caused me to superabound. Praise the Lord. I'm seeing nothing but your mercy and grace. Hallelujah. And when you see that, you'd say, well, my goodness, that one's graduated. No, then you just realize there's even more. And more. Why would it not be with a body like unto his own? The only thing it talks about the forever is the exceeding riches of his grace. It will never be exhausted. And I just marvel in the grace I already see. But yet in the ages to come, it will be our joy and rejoicing for eternity. And think of how grace has grown in your life as you've gone on with him. As you've taken the word of God, how marvelous and immense it is. And as you go in, it's like those doors just keep expanding. As you go down in the mind of the riches, you, as he continues to light up again the oil and the spirit, as you look down in the caverns, those caverns become more vast. And that's what I see him as, a natural man in this corruptible thing. Oh my, what it's going to be to like him and see into those chambers. Amen. So praise God. The scriptures were the sweetest things to David's lips. See, he always knew it was always and only the word of God. The word of God, the right thing. Coursing through his mind and coursing through his heart and coursing through his veins. That he had any sanity at all. That he had any rest. That he had any peace. Because without the word of the Lord, and we saturate in it, there is no rest and there's not going to be any peace. But with it, not only is it peace, but it's his peace. See, everything about the Lord that he gives us is him. It's his. It's his life. It's his rest. It's his peace. Even the Father, I love how he says, enter in to the rest of me, the rest of God. Cease from your own works. How beautiful is my son? Son? Oh, praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, we got his peace. We have his peace that passes all understanding. Keeping my mind, keeping my heart through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I thank God because, see, the word of the Lord is the only right thing. It's the only right thing. It's on the mark. Hallelujah. Put on the helmet. And as we started out, you know what? Here's the helmet. The helmet of salvation. It's right there. Praise God. His mind. And I'll tell you what. You start shouting, let's go to war. It's war. Because the victory has been won. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Again, a most precious day in your word. Lord, help us again, if you tarry, let it be a most precious day in your word tomorrow. Lord, thank you that you give us the word. And you said, my sheep know my voice and my sheep hear my voice. So he that hath an ear, let him hear. Lord, in Jesus' name, all of us here tonight, ones that are listening, Lord, let my ear hear. This wonderful ear that you've given me. Let me just want to hear you. Even when it's hard to hear. Even when I don't feel like hearing. Let me just, again, call out to you, Lord. I don't feel like hearing, but Lord Jesus, I know I need to hear, and help me to hear you. And I know you come in like a flood. You've done it time and time again in my life. You've taken the fingers out of my ears when I didn't want to hear the word of God. Thank you again for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your grace. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.